It's Chris and the crew. You're ready for Monday Morning Match Game on 94.5 PST. We love Monday Morning Match Game. And you know, Dan Zarrow's here, our PST chief meteorologist. He's fresh back from Disney World.
Yes.
And what you said before was that you are creatively recharged.
I did say that. Yes. So this is the ultimate test.
You think we'll try to get a few right here?
I'm glad you didn't say, like, let's go 6 for 6.
Nah.
A few right is being realistic. Yes. I think we could manage that.
I know
yes.
better than 6 for 6. But I think the last time we did this, we were 3 for 3
yeah.
in the second round or something like that.
I think
like
we did
that.
Pretty well.
All
yeah.
right, so here we go. You try to match our answers. If you want, if you feel so inclined, you can always put yours in the 94.5 mm-hmm. PST app chat. You know, you can play along in the car, wherever you are. And, you know, kind of gets your brain working on a Monday morning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, who are we going first here? Are we kicking Chris out?
I'll go.
All right, we'll kick Chris out. Dan said he's recharged, so we'll see. Dan, I mean, if there is a project in your day that requires creativity, it's Match Game.
This is it, this yeah. is
the creme de la creme. You can only go down from here the rest of the week. Okay,
that's right. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Number one, Dan, you've heard of soft launching a relationship on Instagram. Well, now there's a new trend. This time, it's called soft launching your blank on Instagram.
Ah, okay. Well, instead of soft launching a relationship, how about your divorce going on the other end of things?
I like that, actually. I like that. I love when I see those. Oh, Dan, you send me somebody that like you think is getting a divorce on Instagram. I'll tell you their full story in 20
oh,
minutes.
Oh, yeah, that'd be juicy.
I love Googling and digging mm-hmm, around. Mm-hmm. All right, question number two, Dan. Mm. The Grammy nominations came out on Friday. Did you hear that when the voting got heated, Sabrina Carpenter bribed the panel of judges with backstage passes and a taste of her blank? Now, I will tell you, if this helps you, she got 6 nominations, meaning whatever taste she was offering was pretty good.
A taste of her Sabrina. Oh, a taste of her espresso.
Wow.
Ah,
so,
yes.
Again, for those at home, Dan works with many stations. Here's a lot of music all day. Dan, I'm impressed you knew that.
That is her big hit song. That is hers, right?
Yes, you're spot on.
I didn't get my wires crossed.
Don't question yourself. You're on it. You're on the right track. All right.
Okay, good.
Third and final one, as we know, our super match. One word. You ready, Dan?
I'm ready.
Poker blank.
Let's channel some Lady Gaga and go with Poker Face.
I like them all. They're okay. all locked in. Okay. We're going to see how Chris Rollins does when she comes back into the room. Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
Hi.
This has potential.
Just
I like
saying
this.
Hi like he hasn't seen me yet this morning. Good morning.
You know what I love about Mondays? It means twice this hour I get to kick you out of the room for a few minutes. This and then in Can't Be Chris. It's the highlight of my week. All right, Chris, we're going to see. Dan's got some solid answers here.
Okay.
Solid.
All right,
Chris, number one. You've heard of soft launching a relationship on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's a new trend. This time it's called soft launching your blank on Instagram.
Oh. Okay, so I'm getting it might be the opposite of launching a relationship, so launching your breakup?
Yeah, well, I'm giving it to you because Dan said divorce.
What did you say?
Divorce?
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, starting out strong.
Starting strong, okay.
Do you know that I know people who have announced their breakup just because they didn't want all the chatter that people were guessing about it?
That's one of those cases where, you know, this is not an airport. You do not need to announce your departure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it was even like, if anyone has any questions, please come talk to
please
us.
Please submit them
in
writing.
It was like a celebrity statement. It was crazy.
We had an old coworker who just did that right last year and was like, people are seeing me out with my new girlfriend. Yes, we split.
Yeah. I think you have to, if you want to avoid the rumors,
I guess.
I need
to know who that is because I didn't see it. We'll talk off air.
We'll talk, Dan.
All right. Number two, the Grammy nominations came out Friday. Mm. Did you hear that when the voting got heated, Sabrina Carpenter bribed the panel of judges with backstage passes and a taste of her blank?
Well, this can only be one thing, but I'm not sure Dan would be up on this. Espresso?
Yeah, I got it. I am so proud that I got this answer.
Come on, there is only one answer to
yes.
that.
Yes, yeah. The writers of this game have taken the feedback that the contestants give every week very loudly and tried to make it so there's some obvious answers.
We are 2 for 2.
Ooh,
and I really think the super match, I really think she's going to get your super match. I would be shocked if she doesn't.
Okay.
All right, number three, Chris, your super match. Poker blank.
Poker?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan. Again, I'm not sure Dan will be up on this, but Poker Face?
Poker Face.
Dan likes Lady Gaga, too.
Yes. Mother Monster.
Have we ever gone 3 for 3 in round one?
I'm not sure we
have.
That
was the strongest start to round one I think I've ever seen.
You need to
right?
take more. All right, here we go. Round two of Monday Morning Match Game on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Hope you had a great weekend. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. Julia's on the phones today, working the board too. Whew, it's a big old crew here today.
Yeah.
All right, so we did really well round one, 3 out of 3. It's like the old match game that you saw on TV when you were homesick from school.
And the new match game, too. Which I still haven't watched.
The new, because now it's been new news, and now Martin Short took over for Alec Baldwin.
The new match game.
The new match game. Whoa. We are the struggling, trying match game. Okay. But we're doing pretty good today.
Yes.
So, Dan, you're stepping out.
Yeah, you're up first this time.
I'm going to answer. You absolutely can try to match our answers when you're either in the car or wherever you are. And we'll see how we do.
I just imagine people either yelling at the radio or, of course, joining in on the app chat, right?
Yeah,
We'd love to see the messages.
Always put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat.
All right, Dan, we'll see you in a few.
All right,
get out of here.
All right, Dan is gone. Here we go, Chris. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, cuffing season is here. And this year in New Jersey, it includes flannel shirts and a good old-fashioned blank.
You know I love my flannel shirts.
I know you do.
This is confusing to me, though. Is it a New Jersey-based question?
Yeah.
So
should be specific to New Jersey.
Very New Jersey.
Now, remember,
good old-fashioned what? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, use the context. It was cuffing season. So this time of year, you know, I would just use those as context clues. That's all.
But all I can think of when you say New Jersey, that has nothing to do with cuffing, though, is pork roll.
All right.
Good old fashioned. What else would it be?
Okay. We're all not right, debating anymore.
That one kind of confused me, but okay.
Number two, Chris, you know, we like a personal question on this game. Mm-hmm. So I wrote one about myself. Joe says he's been meal prepping lately. But that's really just a fancy way of describing his fridge full of boxed blank.
Well, you don't do a lot of meal prepping.
You'd be surprised.
Except picking up bags of cookies from stores. Boxed TV dinners.
TV dinners.
You actually said you've done some decent food prepping lately.
Over the weekend, I did 2 meals.
But,
and yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
And truly, and it's not just been buffed, but anyway. All right.
You normally don't refer to pasta as boxed pasta, so I don't think that's it. So TV, I'm going TV dinners.
And the third and final one, Chris, coffee blank.
Coffee cup.
Coffee cup. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Dan.
Here he is.
Hello.
Dan. You ready, Dan?
I'm ready. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling confident this round. I don't think I'm going to mess it up.
The good news is you said you were feeling creative this week, so we're going to really challenge that round two.
Okay.
Round two. You ready, Dan?
I don't think I did as well as you.
All right, Dan. Number one, cuffing season is here. And in New Jersey, it includes flannel shirts and a good old-fashioned blank.
Do you know what cuffing season is,
Dan?
He was
perplexed.
I was just going to ask for some clarification because I'm not familiar with that term.
So cuffing season, Dan,
is
this time of year as the weather gets cooler.
I can't wait to hear what Joe says this is.
You start to want to maybe settle down to have a partner to kind of keep you warm at night.
Oh, that was very PG for you.
Oh, okay.
It's like matching up, dating up partner season.
He wants somebody to snuggle with.
Oh, see, in my day, we call that winter.
Okay, Dan. You go with your weather terms.
Cooler terms now.
Not all of us are meteorologists, Dan.
It's been a while since I've been on the dating scene, but I understand now. Okay, can we put it all together? Can you read it for me one more time?
Oh,
cuffing season is here, Dan. And this year in New Jersey, it includes flannel shirts and a good old-fashioned blank.
Okay, I'm still not sure that I understand, but I'm going to just go with what comes to mind first. A good old-fashioned glass of wine? Like a nice date night?
To be fair, I was kind of confused by this, too. I just went with why did he specifically say New Jersey? So I went pork roll. I just did a very Jersey answer.
That's very,
it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
That's the Jersey answer.
Nobody says to themselves, it's winter, let's eat some pork roll.
Yeah, I didn't know. What would you have said,
Joe? I'm up a contestant. Don't ask me. Question number two, Dan.
Okay.
It's about me, so I'm going to refer to myself in the third person.
Joe loves talking about himself.
I can't wait to make
Last
fun of you.
Last week we talked about you.
All right.
We rotate through
but
this
But in general,
one.
You do love talking about yourself.
So I got this job. Question number two, Dan. Joe says he's been meal prepping lately, but that's really just a fancy way of describing his fridge full of boxed blank.
I would say his fridge is full of boxed leftovers.
He said leftovers.
TV dinners, I said.
Along the same lines,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah. It just, those are like,
they're different things. It's different.
Meal prepping.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing we got 3 out of 3 on the first round.
Yeah, not doing so hot on the second round
this
here.
This is miserable.
We're going to see. Super match. Let's see.
Okay.
Dan, coffee blank.
Coffee blank. Coffee blank. All right.
Just one word.
Yeah, I got a lot of words that could go
you
in there.
You do? I didn't think of many at all.
Mm-hmm. Coffee shop, coffee mate. Oh. How about coffee mug?
What are the judges saying?
Judges, right?
Yes.
Julia in the judges' corner said yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Coffee cup.
I'll take that. All right.
We got it. We got there eventually.
Very generous judges today, but we'll definitely take that.
We got there eventually.
For TikTok, if you're planning on doing any traveling for the weekend, there's something so little that you can do that may actually get you some upgrades. Hey there, it's Chris. It's Joe. Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist, is here too. Julia's on the board answering the phones this morning. So I guess someone just tried this and it worked. So now it's making its way around. It's going viral that if you're going on a trip and you're staying at a hotel.
All right.
Write the hotel, the manager of the hotel, call the hotel, ask who the manager is or look it up online. Write a handwritten letter to the manager saying how excited you are that you're going to be staying for a couple of days. You're looking forward to it. Any tips on what I can do while I'm in the area? Show that you're interested and excited to be there. And you could possibly get an upgrade.
Years ago, when I was a real traveled a lot.
Did you actually do this?
When I traveled a lot for work, I didn't. But then I got status at the hotel chain. I became like almost quasi friends with the manager of a property in Miami that I loved. She and I would send each other flowers and things once a year.
What? Did you get some extra goodies?
I always got the penthouse every time I went there.
See?
Every time. I would book a regular room and I would get it because she'd see my name come in their booking system and she would say, we like Joe.
I mean, think about it. It's kind of smart because chances are they do have upgraded rooms. I mean, most places aren't completely sold out.
And they'd rather give it to someone who wants it.
Right. And that'll get you coming back and back and back and spending your money at other places, probably at the restaurant or, you know, whatever it is. So I don't know.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I mean, when you're doing this too, keep in mind what I like about the strategy that's going viral is it's not asking for the upgrade. Don't ask for it and expect it. You just say a hi, friendly hi,
yes.
Which is a nice letter to get.
You're excited to be there.
But that's positive.
Here's what I don't understand though. They said handwritten. Are you handing it to them when you get there?
Mail it.
Oh, you're mailing it beforehand.
If you book your trip a month in advance, handwritten's a nice touch.
That's what they say.
That's the old school kind of grandmother touch. I like it.
Yeah, so give it a try.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, 29. That means today could be a milestone, right? That means Chris has gotten 29 days of Can't Beat Chris so far. Today could be day 30. If.
Crossing my fingers.
If our girl Debbie in Robbinsville can't beat Chris. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
You ready to beat Chris?
I am.
I feel like I want to go through an interview process at this point to find out if I've got a chance. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do? What do you do for a living, Debbie?
Well, I work for the state.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're responsible for things.
I listen every morning.
Okay, that's good. What kind of grades did you get in high school? I'm just kidding. All right. All right, good luck. I'm out.
All right, Debbie, we're so on your side. You know, that's really what matters here. I am. Chris Rollins probably not. Okay, here we go. Question number one for you, Debbie. Pete Davidson is about to be a dad. Over the weekend, he returned to his old stomping grounds, a TV show. What show was that?
It's SNL.
Do you want to lock in SNL?
Lock it in.
Question number two, the Grammy nominations are out for 2026. The Weeknd was snubbed. What country is The Weeknd from?
Oh, my gosh.
Canada?
Do you want to lock in Canada?
Sure.
And the third and final question, the Gilmore Girls streams are reportedly up about 400% this week as fall weather hits. What are either the mother or daughter's name on the show?
Oh, gosh. I never watched Gilmore Girls, so I'm going to pass on that.
Okay. Well, lock in a pass. I will tell you, Chris Rollins has also never watched it all the way through, so there's a chance. All right. Camp and Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing with live music 6 nights a week, happy hour specials as well, brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. We love it over there at Al's. Al's, it's where the locals go. Check out their full events calendar, alsairportin.com. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hello.
All right, Chris, are you ready to take on our dear friend?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts now. Question number one, Chris. Pete Davidson is about to be a dad over the weekend.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
He returned to his old stomping grounds, a TV show. What show was that?
SNL.
You both said SNL and you're both correct.
Oh, good job.
We are tied 1-1 going into question number two. All right. The Grammy nominations are out for 2026. The Weeknd was snubbed. What country is The Weeknd from?
Canada.
You both said Canada and you're both correct. Good job. Debbie wasn't so confident in that one. I was like, no, be confident, Debbie. You got it. You got it. All right. Third and final question, Chris. Streams of the Gilmore Girls are up about 400% this week as fall weather officially hits. What are either the mother or daughter's name on that show?
You know, I never watched the Gilmore Girls.
But now it's on the Hallmark Channel.
But it's on the Hallmark Channel. And do you know that my cousin just named her baby girl after Lorelai?
Oh. So are you locking in?
She's a big Gilmore Girls fan. Yes, Lorelai.
Lorelai, it is. Debbie took a pass because Debbie said she's never seen it.
Never watched it.
Ooh.
Debbie, it's good. It's good if you want. I have my one day. I'll host my own show just about how infuriating I find Rory Gilmore, the daughter.
I'm not sure I could have come up with Rory, but I knew Lorelai.
Well, and Lorelai is actually named her daughter Lorelai, so Rory's her nickname. Anyway, Debbie, I could get sidetracked for hours. Debbie, let's wrap it up with giving us that unfortunate phrase of shame.
I'm Debbie from Robbinsville, and I cannot be Chris.
But you certainly tried. If we're playing along today, we got you tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer when they hit the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's the Camden Waterfront on August 8th, 2026. Tickets on sale right now for everyone else at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PS. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Joe, two of your favorite things have collaborated. The Wicked for Good movie and Dunkin'.
Yeah.
You love both of them. So they've got like limited time only menu items. The Wicked Green Matcha, the Wicked Pink Refresher, the Green and Pink Sprinkle Coated Munchkins. They're so cute. And merch. They've got tumblers. They've got straw toppers. They've got cup sleeves, stuff like that. But, you know, obviously you got to get this stuff fast and they might sell out at your Dunkin'. So you better get there.
Have you seen, speaking of Dunkin', I'm going to get us sidetracked. Have you seen the characters on their cups? The characters on their cups are hideous this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
That thing's hideous. That, like,
oh, you got it this morning.
Like those, that's not a fun, Chris.
Character.
Their holiday cups are not, I'm not a fan. Anyway, carry on.
Okay.
Back to where you're.
So Jeff Bezos and his wife threw Kris Jenner a big 70th birthday bed. Did you hear about this over the weekend?
Pictures, yeah.
Star studded. I mean, like Mariah Carey was there, Adele and her husband, Oprah, Chris Rock, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. I mean, it was star studded. The cops were called. Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars did a live concert, and apparently the noise was incredible, and all the neighbors were complaining. And then, so they got a warning first, and then they came back because there were like these big fake hedges that they used for privacy reasons, and they were blocking the street, and it was just a mess.
It probably wasn't a party that should have been thrown at someone's house.
Well, and at 70, they're still partying like crazy.
Well, Bruno Mars is performing a free concert. Yeah, I mean,
in someone's home in a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, by the way, her daughter Kim Kardashian failed the bar exam, but
poor
she
dear.
Promises no shortcuts, no giving up. Failing is just fuel, she says.
So I will only say this, that a majority of people who take the bar their first time fail it.
That is true.
The lawyer you're interacting with today about something important probably failed the bar on their first try.
But we are talking about Kim Kardashian.
I know. I'm just
saying. How many more times has she got it? She's been trying to be a lawyer since, what, 2019?
I'm just saying.
Good for her. Yeah. Still trying.
She's doing more than I've tried.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Starbucks dropped those barista cups. Am I the only one that doesn't think these cups are cute?
This is funny to me that you care.
I don't think these cups are cute. And you know me, Joe. You tell me that there's like a rush to get something, and I like to get it whether I like it or not.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Pass. I don't think they're cute. They're not going to hold anything. They're small. They're not going to fit in your cup holder. You see all the videos on TikTok?
Yeah, people trying to like mash it in.
People trying to jam them in their cup holders.
It doesn't fit in your dishwasher. You can't dishwash it.
Do you know they're being resold online now for like $1,000?
Don't encourage this bad behavior.
You can get a dupe at Walmart. It looks just like it. I swear to God, I think Starbucks got them from Walmart. I really do. And today's the day. The peppermint chip milkshake is back for the holidays at Chick-fil-A. I'm sure it'll be all over your Instagram. All right, there's the scoop. We want to know what you think about breakfast in bed. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris, Joe, who shot his boyfriend down over the weekend. Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist. Julia's here. She's on the board answering the phones this morning. So breakfast in bed. Do you think it's the ultimate in romance? Or do you think it's just total cringe? Because Joe's boyfriend tried to level up this weekend.
Tried to make breakfast in bed.
And you shot him down.
Saturday morning, he came up the steps and he was like, breakfast will be ready in a few minutes. And I was like, what?
How adorable is that? Well, first of all, he doesn't know that you don't really like breakfast. But that's not why, though, right?
Actually, no, he was making the few breakfasty things that I wouldn't hate. And one of them, by the way, was like cereal. He was like, I know you like cereal.
And so you'll have a bagel.
Of a bagel.
You'll rip it apart here in the morning and dip it in your butter.
Breakfast is not my thing. But the thing was, he wanted breakfast foods. I was like, go downstairs, make your own breakfast. But you don't have to eat breakfast. There's something disgusting about eating breakfast in bed.
I think it's adorable.
Breakfast is not meant to be eaten in bed.
I can envision him coming up with the tray, you know, those little cute trays you see at the store that I always want to buy one of those trays, and I think I'm never going to use
which
it.
I don't know what his execution was because I don't have a tray.
And, you know, some people put a little flower, a little rose on it in a little vase, and then you've got your coffee and your cute little plate. And, you know, a lot of times you have a TV in your bedroom, so you watch a little TV together and just relax. It's a nice, to me, it's nice bonding time in bed, although not really for me.
Well, because you don't allow food. Wait.
I knew you were going to call
Rich
me out
coming
on this.
From you.
I knew you were going to call me
you
out.
You don't allow, because I've been to her house. She does not allow food on the second floor of her home where all the bedrooms are.
I don't. And again, I don't want it for me, but I feel like it's the ultimate in romance. I don't like the idea of the crumbs because you're going to get crumbs in your bed.
Yeah.
And then you're going to sleep then rolling around in crumbs. That's what I don't like about it. But I like the idea of it. I like the idea of hanging in your PJs. It's cute.
Go downstairs
right?
And eat in the kitchen.
There's something very cozy about hanging in bed.
But
I'll tell John sometimes, like if he'll go walk the dog, I'll be like, hey, come back and we'll just hang and we'll watch TV and I don't know, I kind of like it.
He probably is like, listen, we're going to start our day. I know your husband, he's like not one to do that.
He doesn't always indulge me, but I like the idea of it. I do. I think it's super,
think
super cute.
Breakfast in bed is one of those bygone traditions where it's not fun anymore.
You don't think anybody does it?
I would be shocked if we got a call in the next 20 minutes from anyone who's had breakfast in bed.
Oh, I don't think you're right on this.
I have personally eaten a Pop-Tart in bed, but I'll tell you my trick is I eat snacks in bed on cheat day. So that's my the day that the sheets are coming off the bed, I always treat myself to some food in bed.
Treat yourself.
Because like
that's the treating
like
you do.
Sunday afternoon was I did some laundry. So Sunday morning I had a Pop-Tart in bed before I got out of bed. That I was allowed to do.
Now let me say, I don't think any other meal belongs in bed. I don't think you're having lunch in bed. I definitely don't think you're having dinner in bed.
Oh, see, I would argue I'd rather dinner in bed than breakfast.
But breakfast in bed, I think, is super cute. I don't know. We want to take a little poll
Let's
here.
See. The majority of our listeners are not doing breakfast in bed these days.
I think you're wrong on this. 609-2. Don't enjoy breakfast in bed anymore. Have you ever? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. So Joe's boyfriend thought he would be all cutesy, tried to level up this weekend and make him breakfast in bed. Joe completely shot him down.
Yeah.
He tried to be romantic. I think it is the ultimate in romance. It's so cute. Little messy hair hanging in bed. You got your little tray with a little rose on it. I have the whole picture in my head. Even though I don't want it. I don't even allow food on the second floor of my house.
Like, Chris is like, no food near the bedroom. But she's like, in practice, it sounds good. Who did we hear from?
It was Tara.
Tara said, in a hotel, it's a nice idea.
Adorable. I see it in my head. It's an adorable way to hang out together, do a little bonding. You're still in your jammies. It's cozy. I don't know.
And I said this hour we'll hear from nobody who wants to do it at home. So Tom in Ben Salem. Tom, you're on my side, right, man?
Man, I don't know what you're talking about, but breakfast in bed is my signature move with the ladies. It gets them every time. You're just a little bit, hey, babe, you know, do you want a little... biscuit or bagel or in bed, I'll come serve it to you. Oh my gosh, forget it. Done.
I think when Tom does that, it's resulting in something very different than just breakfast, it sounds like.
Yeah, he kind of sounded like it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tracy in Hopewell. Tracy, are you into it?
So the first time I got breakfast in bed, I discovered how awkward it is. Like, have you ever tried to balance coffee on like a tray in your bed? I just think that it is so much easier to just eat sitting up on a table and chair. And if you spill anything, there you go. You have to do your entire bedspread, your entire sheets, pillowcases, and everything.
And that's the point. Thank you, Tracy. That's the point.
The tray is going to level it, though. The tray, that's what the tray is for. You don't try to balance it on your lap or anything.
So then why are you saying that lunch and dinner, you could theoretically put dinner on a tray?
It's not as cute. I don't know why.
Let me ask you then.
Not as cute.
Here's another time I'm very much okay with it.
Waking up together.
There must be a tray in my house because I remember doing this. When I've been sick, I have taken soup up to bed.
Mm. Being sick is totally different. That's a different scenario. But all right, let's go to Anne Marie. She's in Burlington. Hi, what do you think?
Hi, listen. Breakfast in bed is a wonderful thing. I'm a mom. So anytime that there's a breakfast to be eaten that I didn't have to make, that is the number one favorite breakfast of the world. And when you have kids, I'm sorry, breakfast in bed, food in your bed is inevitable. Kids coming in the middle of the night wanting a snack, and either you're going to sit up in the living room or you're going to let them eat it in your bed so you can go back to sleep. So breakfast in bed, number one.
Wow, Anne Marie, I wasn't expecting that.
See?
I was expecting them.
I don't know about the kids snacking in bed, but I do get if you're not making it and someone's bringing it to you as a mom, that is pretty cool.
I was going to say, when your kids popped up when your kids were younger and popping up, you were like, no snacks up here. Like, yeah, even back then, yeah, no way.
No way. It's here answering the phones. She's on the board this morning. So you may have seen it on TikTok where you have to be staying at a hotel and not like at a relative's place or whatever. But before you go on your trip, you write a handwritten letter to the manager of the hotel where you're staying. You can find out who it is easily online.
Yeah, it's easy.
Easy. You tell the manager in this letter how excited you are, about your upcoming arrival. Ooh, excuse me, you're going to be staying a couple of days, all this stuff. You map it out so they know exactly when you're going to be there. That's the key.
Yeah. And you give them enough notice, too.
Yeah. Weeks, I'd say. And you say you're looking forward to your stay. You've always heard what a great place it is, all this stuff. Really, like, lay it on thick. And then when you get there, there's a good chance you'll get something, either an upgrade for a room, a free meal,
a welcome gift to this,
something, some kind of goodie waiting for you.
This has worked for me. I used to stay at the penthouse in a Miami hotel because I became, actually, I got, like,
you
I
kind of struck up a relationship with the manager.
And I said to the manager, like, I went out of my way. I emailed the Hilton CEO at the time to compliment this manager. Just was so good to me all the time, every time. And I complimented how much I loved this manager. And every time I went there, I got treated like I was a goon.
So give it a try if you're traveling for the holidays.
It's a reminder, though, we should just be kind to be kind, not looking for
not
a handout.
Yeah. Something, but
it's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I'm sure you heard that Starbucks, you know, dropped those barista cups over the weekend. They're shaped like a little bear in a beanie. Am I the only one who doesn't think this thing is cute? I don't know. It sold out in like seconds. You know, they're $30, instantly became like collector gold. Resellers are even selling them online for like $1,000 right now for a cup.
That's insane. I mean,
for a cup.
And it's going to have no value in a couple of years.
So if you missed out, they're dupes. Amazon, Walmart is the one that I saw. Under $25. Looks just like it, except it doesn't have, you know, the Starbucks logo. Starbucks apologized, saying that they shipped tons, but demand was wild. More baristas, I will tell you, are coming soon. They're promised soon. So the holiday cup chase, Joe, not over yet.
Well, no, and this is like really, this is the version of the holiday cup chase, right? Like, yeah.
Absolutely. So there were rumors. Did you hear the rumors about Diddy?
Yeah, I did.
There were rumors about Diddy that he was caught making homemade alcohol in jail.
Which is very common in prison. That's a pretty common thing.
Remember, he's low security prison at Fort Dix in Jersey. I got so mad. I'm like, he hasn't learned. He's not sorry. He didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I was all mad about this. But then his rep and prison reps are saying, totally not true, totally fabricated. He's not making alcohol in jail.
It's a very common thing that happens in prison.
And how do you know that, Joe?
I watch a lot of prison shows.
I was going to say, have you been in jail?
No, you know, I have this irrational fear that I'm going to go to prison.
You would be horrible in jail.
I would be, I would beg them for the death penalty just so I wouldn't have to sit in prison. I would
oh
be horrible.
God, stop. So the Jonas Brothers.
I would be someone's
brothers.
You know what.
Yeah.
B word.
The Jonas Brothers have shared their New Year's Eve plans. So they are set to ring in the new year with a 2-hour countdown live stream on Samsung TV Plus. It's called the New Year's Eve Countdown Celebration. Going to be live streamed from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, starting at 10 p.m. Our time. If you want to see the show in person, tickets are, you know, going on sale, I think Wednesday at 10 a.m. That's a pre-sale, and then there's a general sale the next day. Sounds fun. And today's the big day. The peppermint chip milkshake is back for the holidays at Chick-fil-A starting today. I'm sure you're going to see it all over your Instagram. All right, there's the scoop. Morning, it's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe, PST's chief meteorologist, Dan Zarro. Julia's hanging out in the studio today, answering the phone. She's on the board. Joe likes to pretend that he's rich and famous and he can afford anything.
I'm one
on
of those
this
things.
Scoop holiday
you decide
list.
Already which of those things I am.
Well, I know you're not rich.
Well, I'm famous then, baby. All right. So the Goop holiday list is out,
Gwyneth
Chris.
Gwyneth Paltrow, you know this, right? She puts out this Goop holiday gift guide every year, and it's so out of touch for the common person.
It's like she does it to laugh in our face that she's rich. She's like, ah, I got all this money and you don't.
And it's like useless stuff,
it
too.
It is useless
that you're
stuff.
Paying so much money for.
So,
like Oprah, I was just actually checking out Oprah, even though she doesn't ever show anymore. And you remember she used to do her gift show that everybody got everything. She still puts out gift guides, and that stuff is affordable. Most of it's on Amazon. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This stuff, you can't even touch this stuff.
On this list this year. Now, there is an under $100 section. Let's start there and see, are any of these semi-useful and the prices that you might pay? A Himalayan salt scalp scrub shampoo for
$55. $55 for shampoo?
I pay about $25 for mine.
I'll tell you, even if I could afford that, I wouldn't buy that.
Would you pay, how much would you pay the last time you bought a cookie?
Well, probably in the mall, like $5 okay, or something, well, right?
On this year's list, Carnegie Deli rye chocolate chip cookies, $79.
Ridiculous.
All right, let's go up to some of the other stuff here. A vintage hotel ashtray, because you might need one of those, $1,400.
What?
Does your dog need a pet bed? How much money did you spend on your last pet bed you bought her?
$50.
Well, your husband John could level up with a Gucci portable pet bed this year for $850.
Yeah, Macy doesn't need Gucci.
Before I get to the stuff I'm really excited about, one more here. How much did your last bag, your purse, cost you?
Oh, well, hundreds, I'd say.
Hundreds? Well, right? You can get an Hermes
multi-Togo
Kelly bag for $16,000.
$16,000?
Are you ready?
So why would you even bring it anywhere? I'd be scared that it would get nicked or stolen or whatever.
All right, are you ready for the stuff I'm really excited for?
Mm-hmm, let's hear it.
The Pleasure Seekers section.
She gets dirty with this stuff. She's
does.
All into like health down there. And
so there's,
you know,
there's an oil for doing it that's $55. That's affordable. God. As someone who, that's affordable.
That's affordable?
Are you ready? A vibrating ring designed for couples, only $75.
Thank God you said ring.
And then here's the one that I'm really excited for. An advent calendar.
What's in it, gold?
Gold-plated handcuffs, a pack. Cattle and More for $1,200. Now, I have bad news about that. I clicked on it. It is already sold out.
Darn.
So there are hundreds of people getting a Doing It advent calendar this year. Nothing says Doing It like Christmas.